This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, Cam.
Yes.
The lack of dog-friendly parks in your area send you barking mad?
And I can tell you, quite frankly, yes, because our council is almost anti-dog in the way they treat things.
Well, apparently there are over 1,000 dog parks around the country that have been painstakingly listed on a website that's been up for just a little while. And we have the founder of that website, Jessica Thomas, on the line with us now. Welcome to Joy, Jessica.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. Hey, Jess, when did you actually create dogshare.com.au?
Yeah, sure. So it's been around for about 9 months. The park part of the website only launched this week. So the actual Dogshare concept is around providing a matching platform to connect like-minded dog owners from nearby neighbourhoods so that they can share in some of the doggy duties, things like play dates, backyard sharing, walking and holiday minding.
So basically finding people that already live in your area that are already looking after their own dogs, and so you can pretty well, if the dogs look healthy and happy, you've got a pretty good reference there already that they're going to be able to look after dogs well, and you match them up together.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. I think of it a little bit like online dating for dogs. You're creating a little profile on the website there, and you're reviewing your matches, and then you kind of take a bit of the guesswork out of finding out whether, you know, your dogs might socialise well together if they're, you know, both sort of big and boisterous, or they might be small and timid, or that's the kind of matching that we're hoping to achieve.
So have you got any figures on like how successful it's been for people, like around, like how's the feeling about how well this is working?
Yeah, look, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. People are really excited about the platform. I mean, the big catch, I guess, is it's very much a free and community initiative. And I guess if you find someone in your local neighbourhood that can mind your dog for a weekend when you go away, and they're just up the street, and you sort of get to know them, and it doesn't cost you anything, I don't think you can really get much better than that. So, the feedback's been really great. And I see some really cool stories come past, like some little retired couples I just had recently that have, you know, organised like to walk their dogs on the same night, one night a week, just for company. I've seen some farmers with their cattle dogs that live in the same town, and they've actually teamed up so that they can have a holiday and pop their cattle dogs on someone else's farm while they go away. So there's some really, really beautiful stories coming out of it.
That's actually pretty amazing. I'm assuming that this came from personal experience and a bit of a personal need.
Yeah, it did. Look, I bought my first puppy. I'd had rescue dogs before, and we'd always got them as older dogs. But a couple of years ago, I took the big leap and got a 12-week-old German Shorthaired Pointer, and they're really energetic and athletic breeds. And I'm a mum, I've got two kids, and I'm sort of working, so I found it really tricky to actually just keep up with those twice-a-day constant walks that needed to happen. So I teamed up with someone in the street who had a border collie, and we would take it in turns to walk the dogs. We'd do like a morning shift and an afternoon shift. And it just worked so well. The dogs obviously got, you know, twice the amount of exercise. They loved being at the park together. And it was just a really easy arrangement until the chaps that lived in my street actually moved away. And I felt that there must be a better way to be able to express your interest in something like that without sort of door knocking on your neighbours' doors and seeming like a bit of a crazy person.
Putting a poster on a pole in the street and saying, I need a new friend.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, I think it's an amazing idea, and those few little stories show that it's working really, really well. And I guess I mentioned this a little earlier, something else we were talking about, in terms of dogs. They bring out the best in us. We become far more social with people with dogs. So this I'm sure it does extend to the fact that you actually have better relationships with people around you, and, you know, your nearby neighbours and other people who look after dogs like yours.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is really centering a great sense of community between people. So, yeah, that's a really nice side of it too.
Now, you've just extended this, as we indicated at the top of the chat, that you've extended it into a service that sort of tries to find all the dog-friendly parks in the country. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So we've launched this dog park database around just over 1,000 dog parks across Australia, which we mapped ourselves, or I personally mapped. And so they're all up there on the website. But the really exciting part, I think, of this is, again, it's kind of over to the community to then make it, you know, a better and more comprehensive list, because people can actually upload photos of the park when they go there. They can add a new park themselves. They can edit the description if there's, you know, a great spot to park, or there's some other little tips you want to give someone that's visiting that park next. You can rate the park. You can give it 1 out of 5 bones, depending on how many times your dog wags its tail. So it should become a really, really great resource the more and more that people contribute to it.
So, and do you sort of have indications of whether the park is dog friendly, on leash, off leash, whether it's fenced, all those sort of things as well?
Yeah, we do. We've got quite a few criteria that just come across as like little tick boxes. So there's off lead, fenced, do they have poo bags, is there seating, is there water for your dog? So all those things we are trying to keep as up-to-date as possible. But again, if someone visits a park and they want to add a feature, then they can do that with the website.
Fantastic. And so you can also add comments, I guess, saying, oh, I went at this time and, you know, maybe something wasn't quite as amenable, or there was a, you know, a sporting game on or something like that, and those sort of
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And we've also invited local councils and park rangers to actually provide up-to-date information directly on the website, and they can do that under, you know, sort of a park ranger alias, so that we know that it's coming from the official body of that area.
Fantastic. So, and as you say, you've already got 1,000 dog parks listed, which is pretty damn good, but you obviously want more and more people to be involved, all dog owners to contribute to this to try and make it as comprehensive as possible.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we'll continue to add parks all the time, but certainly if people are visiting their local park and they want to add some notes onto one of those parks or upload a photo so that, you know, that can help the people when they visit that park next, then that would be great.
So has this become a lifetime passion that you just go and visit parks and vet them? And
Yes, it's crazy. Although I do quite a lot of internet research on parks because I can't visit them all. And I've been doing some great research on parks in Perth, and I've decided I think I need to move there because they have some really spectacular dog park beaches that I need to get myself to.
Fantastic. Look, it's a great initiative, and it's as you say, all completely free. It's all community driven. It's a community of dog owners and park users all within the website. Jessica, you need to be congratulated. What a fantastic idea.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that. Sometimes I think I'm a little bit crazy, but I like hearing comments like that.
Look, you're a rescue dog owner. That makes you a little crazy in the best possible way.
Thank you.
So well done to you for all of this. It is dogshare.com.au. Please go along. There's an Instagram account, dog_share, I guess, for all the best doggy photos. And there's a Facebook page. If you search for Dog Share on Facebook, you'll find it there as well. Jess Thomas, thank you very much for joining us today on Joy.
Thanks very much for having me.
Cheers. That's Jess Thomas. She's the founder of dogshare.com.au. What an amazing little initiative. Love it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.